Welcome to the House of the Felders. Y'all lose your babies.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's the House of the Felders, and we're back. And I say we, I mean as in the people that tune in and listen to this podcast, man. We've been gone since like October. And so I'm here, and I got a different tune. I'm doing this by myself every now and then. And got a new addition as far as the perspective of the House of the Felders, and it's going to be me talking about horror movies. Oh, hell, even maybe any type of movie I want to talk about, but I'm a real big horror fan. So, I'll be talking about the horror movie. And the movie that I'm going to touch on today is Abigail. Went and seen Abigail last weekend, man. Me and the whole fam. It was like five of us, you know. Got a big family. One of them was missing. One of my sons was missing. But we went to check out Abigail. And, excuse me. I will say, it was a lot of fun. Abigail movie was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I want to touch on a few things as far as just the movie. And I'm just going to get to it, man. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought Abigail was a lot of fun. I come to find out that I'm not familiar with radio silence. I did watch the movie Radio Not, thought it was real good. Thought it was a fun twist on the movie, you know. You know, well, I won't say a twist on the movie because we've kind of seen those type of movies before, but it was real fun watching that movie. I want to check it out because I'm a big fan of Melissa Burrell. Big fan of hers from the Scream movies. And she's turning into be like a really, really good star in horror movies. So I want to see how far she go, man. I know she got a bad shake from getting dropped from the Scream franchise, but I think she's real talented, and I just want to see where she take it from here. But she was very good in this movie. But with Abigail, the movie, it is, I want to say, seven kidnappers kidnapped this little girl at her ballerina routine for some bread, for that moolah, you know what I'm saying? And take her back to this big-ass mansion, creepy-ass mansion. The mansion didn't look that goddamn big from the front. I'm not even going to front to you. It didn't. That house, that mansion didn't look that big from the front. That's a big-ass house. But I want to get into, I thought all the performances was really great. All the performances in the movie was really great. And the young lady that played Abigail, I think her name is Alicia Weir. Man, she had to do a whole lot. She had to do a whole lot as far as being a scared, innocent little girl to being a vicious, funny, sarcastic, charming-ass little vampire. She had to do a lot. She had to do a lot. And I commend her for doing that, man, because she really held it down in the movie. You know, as I was saying before, Melissa Burrell, also Joey, she played a really good fucking role. I liked the part when she was, like, reading everybody and shit. I'm like, well, what the fuck she doing? Come to find out she's a damn junkie. So, you know, she did a great job, man. Frank was funny as shit. Like, I see so many aspects of me and Frank in that movie. He was hilarious to me. He really was. And once you always a dirtbag, I don't care how much you try to root and hope they survive and make it through this shit. I ain't gonna front. I wanted Frank to die. Y'all ever watch a damn horror movie and you say, you know what, man? I wouldn't mind if this character die. Yeah, I hope this character die. Jesus Christ. Let him die. Please. Get him off the screen. Or her off the screen. Frank was one of them people. Frank was one of those guys. Rickles didn't last. I seen that. I'll be honest with you. I thought Rickles was going to take Joey down. I ain't going to front, man. If you seen the movie, you know, they had some chemistry. I was like, you know, the one brother in that movie. I was like, yeah, I see you, boy. I see. I ain't mad at you now. I see what's going on. I just watched the NFL draft. I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Rickles, man, he got taken out, man. But I thought that he would have. I'm lying. It's still a reoccurring thing. Some of us have survived in horror movies lately. Some of us. But shit, that body count getting killed off early is still high as hell for black people. But nevertheless, Sammy was funny. Sammy was very funny. Like I said, man, everybody played their character role. Fucking Elon Musk was in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn Peter, man. Kevin Durant, man. You know, Peter was dumb as hell. You know, she read the fuck out of Peter. I ain't gonna lie, but everybody played their role, man. And of course, Angus Cloud, man, from Euphoria. Really enjoyed his character from that series, man. You know, rest in peace, man. Like I say, man, just the cast did an outstanding job. And you know, when you in these movies, right, you kind of know who is the lead, and then you kind of know that, all right, these people are going to get picked off. They're in this movie, they're like characters, and they're going to get picked off in this movie. But I really enjoyed everybody that was involved in the movie, because, like, everybody brought something. They was on their A-game. It was a real good movie. I'm not even going to front. It's a real good movie. Now, when I was watching this movie, see, me, I like to sometimes, I notice certain shit in movies. And I ain't going to front, man. When goddamn Frank, when Frank got stabbed in the leg with that stake, and they pulled that stake out his leg, out his knee, Frank didn't have a limp throughout the rest of that movie. It was slight, a slight limp in the movie. I was like, oh. So, yeah, come on, y'all. But I get it. I get it. You know, just little small nitpicks, shit like that. Yeah, how the fuck you get stabbed with a stake in the knee and you still able to goddamn walk or run around this motherfucker hill? It didn't make any kind of sense. Didn't make any kind of sense. Another part of it that I couldn't nitpick with the movie is, I guess for me, sort of like the backstory. I didn't really need the backstory of the character. It was a cool moment of her reading each character. But, like, it would have served a better purpose if it was more in-depth with the story. But I didn't really kind of needed that, because it didn't really matter in the whole scheme of things in the movie. Or me finding out about, you know, oh, she's... You know, Sammy's, you know, come from a wealthy family, and she's a hacker, runaway. You know, I ain't really give a shit about that. You know, all y'all bad fucking people, y'all kidnap a girl for money. I don't give a shit. But little small nitpicks, shit like that. But my biggest nitpick with the movie, it is not necessarily the movie. It's more so of the marketing of movies in 2024, and he'll be before 2024. It's the marketing of movies that I'm really, 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 I don't like it. And I mean, you know, you might have to concede to the fact that, man, they're just trying to get people to go to the movies. I understand that. But, like, this whole giving away the plot, the premise of the movie, it's just like, yo, I knew too much of what's going on. Like, imagine a world where you didn't know shit about what's going to happen to Abigail. All right, boom, they kidnap a young girl. You got Melissa Burrell. You got Angus Cloud in there. You got fake-ass Elon Musk in there. You know, you got Dan Stevens, you know. And it's like, all right, okay, you know what, man? This might, you know, this might be pretty good, man. This just give a little mystique to it. Imagine just being in the movie, watching this, and thinking that it's a crime thriller. Kidnap young girl, big creep ass mansion, they got weapons, you know. And 40 minutes in, it's like, okay, all right, now where's this shit gonna go? And it turns out she's a fucking vampire. Oh man, listen, generational shit, it would have been generational plot twist, it would have been. because we wouldn't know shit. Like when we watch Barbarian, when me and my daughter went to go see Barbarian, I want to say Barbarian was last year maybe, or maybe 2 years ago, I don't know. But they really set that movie up. And when my man got killed in that movie, I was like, well, all right, well, where the fuck is we going? You know, when that happened, like, oh, shit, like, damn. I wasn't expecting this. Really good fucking movie as far as horror movies. Because we ain't trying to win the Oscars and shit in horror movies, man. We want to see people get killed. And we sort of want a little twist and a little deep diving into some of this mystical horror lore shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just think about that. If because I go to the movies a lot, so I've been seeing Abigail trailer for the past few months, and it's like, man, like, okay, yeah, this is dope. You shouldn't have let me know that she was a vampire. I still went, still enjoyed, one heck of a ride. Funny, maybe a bit too long of a movie, but I really rock with it. But someone that posed a question, man, a world where we didn't knew that Abigail was a vampire. Movie would have been 5 times better. Can't go 10 because it was still a really good fucking movie to me. And I want to, you know, and it had me thinking, man, about this movie here. Are vampire movies coming back? That's the question. Is vampire movies coming back, man? Because, you know, they had the remake of Interview with Vampire on AMC Plus. That was a good series, really good series. I think they coming back with a season 2. Want to see how that unfold. I'm going to have to pick my subscription back up. You know what I'm saying? I can't be out here paying for all these goddamn subscriptions and shit, man. Yeah, you know, and I ain't watching them. So whenever a show come back, man, I'll pick the subscription up, man. We going to tune in, you know what I'm saying, and rock. You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, it had me thinking, like, damn, are vampire movies coming back? You know, and I hope so. I hope so, man, because they had a real good run, man, from the start of it to like maybe mid 2000s. Start making really good vampire movies, man. Like I know Ryan Coogler is making a original film with Michael B. Jordan, so I'm excited about that. I want to see Ryan Coogler in his bag, and it's in his original bag, not the IP bag, but the original, because he is great. But if he can pull this off with Michael B. Jordan on a vampire flick, oh, goat tier, he's out of here. Goat tier if he can do that. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, I want you know, it's like vampire movies are back. I know we got one coming out, I think, in Christmas, I want to say. But like, some people who I want to explore the vampire realm of movies, because I'm a big Jordan Peele fan. I want to see Jordan Peele dive into that world, like come up with a sick ass twist of a movie. I know he can do it. I want to see him get in his bag and doing something like that. Christopher Nolan. I would like to see him do a horror movie. Christopher Nolan. I want to see Christopher Nolan do a horror movie. But yeah, I wonder if this could spawn the resurgence of vampire movies. I would really enjoy that. I really enjoy that. But man, listen, man, I really enjoyed this movie. And I'm not sure if I would want a part 2. But if they do, or I won't even say a part 2 of a movie, which that would be dope too. But if they do a movie, or maybe like you know how the Batman, right, that came out, and now they're doing like a spinoff HBO series with the Penguin. I would love that idea of that with Abigail and her father, because if her father is this motherfucker that's controlling everything, and he's a vampire, and he's and if Abigail is centuries old, how old is this nigga? See what I'm saying? So like, developing a television series, I prefer it to be on either HBO or fucking FX. I ain't wanting nowhere else. And really get into the lure of her father and the criminal aspect and how far his reach is in that criminal world, the vampire world, goes, like on some underworld type shit. I really would like for them to explore that aspect of it. So if y'all ever listen to this podcast, please, please use that idea. Because I think that there's so many ways that you can go with this movie and touch on so many things within the realm of that. And being, because it's like, yo, all right, well, if they're being investigated for, what the fuck is they being investigated for? Like, hey, is this vampire motherfucker out here selling drugs? Is he out here selling weapons? What is he doing? Like, I need to know every aspect of him doing what he's doing. And I wouldn't mind that. But I'll say, while me wrapping this up, Abigail is a really good movie. Don't have too many complaints, man. Only complaints I have really is, you know, I said it earlier, you know what I'm saying? So what I would give this movie here, a rating out of 10, I'll give it 8. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. And let's hope that the vampire genre is back, okay? And this is the House of the Felders. And we out. And check back at y'all later, man. I'm going to see the challenge. I'm going to see the, what is it called? The Challengers? Yeah. Shorty. Going to check that out, man. So y'all be easy. And I'll be back.